It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, well, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time. So as you're heading out the door, I already see the joggers out in front of the house. I got the window open on the studio for the first time in the entire year. Last month, I was looking at snow at this time, but now I'm looking at a little sunshine, people getting out, starting their day, getting the kids off to work, the spouse off to school, whatever the circumstances are. And that's not such a bad thing. And with that in mind, you know, again, it's a brief period of time. So we want you tuning in to us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. That's the way to go about it. /talk, listen live, and we're right there for you. If you're already at your desk, and it's 8:07:30 right here on the East Coast, that is, many of you are. So you're sitting at your PC, and you're going about your business, and the boss isn't in yet because you're trying to get the early jump start. Well, you listen to some Sports Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Very easy. Go to our website, the AVN award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button again, and we're right there for you. It's that easy. Now, you know, when it comes right down to it, most important for us, these kids all around the world that are protecting our six each and every day, and you know what I'm talking about. We're deeply involved with the Army, Navy. We've been with the American Forces Radio Network for a long time, started by the Jefe and continued by everybody else on the network. It's a beautiful thing. And these kids, you know, they just go about their business. Go about their business. Okay. So, if you're somebody on a line somewhere, please, please, thank them. And then be on your way, because they're doing what we don't want to do. And that's being out there overseas, domestically, doesn't matter. Land, sea, and air. All right? So make sure you check them out. Make sure you thank them. And be on your way. We're on our way to a break. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. And choose from the best selection of waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get flooring deals for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Story telephone number of the Attack. I'm Bob Black, 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is, we've got a big show in front of us today. A lot of catching up to do in the world of sports. This is the transition time of year in the world of sports where we're going from football and it's post-draft, but there's still plenty of stories, and we'll get into a bunch of them as we go along. We'll examine one of the drafts. I haven't figured out which one yet, but we'll do that. We'll talk about the exercised and non-exercised 50-year options in the National Football League because some of them are significant. You know, coming out post-draft, and I'll touch on this just a little bit before we dive into the NBA, but a lot of people don't realize in the first round of the NFL draft each and every year, statistically, it breaks down to just about 50-50 who makes it in the National Football League and who doesn't make it. Now, because of the salary structure and the way things are put together now, it's easier to absorb that 50-year option and give it one more go-round to see whether or not these guys will develop into what you hope they will. Now, you saw that last year with Blake Bortles. You're seeing it to a lesser degree with Jameis Winston. You're seeing it with Marcus Mariota. I mean, I'll ask you this question. Coming off of last year, statistically, would you have picked up Marcus Mariota's contract? I wouldn't. He doesn't look like he's a starting NFL quarterback. Looks like he's a pretty good backup. Jury's still out on Jameis. You know my opinion on him. But, you know, again, we'll talk about that going forward. But salary structure allows them to do a lot more than they used to do. Storyline, right now is the NBA. And the NBA playoffs are going on. And like I said, transition from NFL to, and it actually goes back to March Madness to NFL, to NBA, to full-fledged baseball season, and then back into the NFL. I just literally laid out the rest of the summer for you. But Utah taking care of its business last night in Houston. 116-108. And for all the people who are jumping off the Houston bandwagon, don't. Sometimes it's just a bump in the road. But for those of you who are on the Houston bandwagon and saying that, this is our year, we're going to beat Golden State. Well, Golden State's back at full strength and manhandling New Orleans. Now, different kind of team. But if you think you're going to walk through Golden State, good luck. They're still the best team in basketball. Your team's gotten better. But, and here's the thing, and I'm not going to knock D'Antoni for his style. This is his style. When you sign up with him, this is what you get. There's no mystery. This is what you get. They're playing better defense than any of his teams used to play. Okay? But it's still a D'Antoni coach team. And what I mean by that is this. I've never been a big fan of his as far as what he says in his press conferences, how he goes about handling his teams when they're not succeeding. Now, to be completely fair, his teams usually succeed. He's well above 500 in his coaching career. His style has gotten him to where he is. I don't think he's a great coach, but he has sold this style to a couple of different managements at this point in time, has mostly had success where he's gone. And certainly with Houston, he's had extraordinary success. But extraordinary success and ultimate success are two different things. They finished first in the West this year. They had a wonderful year. But they haven't won a championship yet. And this is supposed to be the year. They got Chris Paul. They got Tucker. They're playing defense. Clint Capella is emerging. And they're still not as good as the Golden State Warriors. And that's what it comes down to. So when you look at it, to me, that's the ultimate test. How do you handle it when you have some adversity? Well, what he does and how he goes about it, I think, is lacking. Last night's conversation, he says the Rockets were lulled to sleep. Now, okay. You lulled your team. Your team was lulled to sleep in a playoff series. And somehow didn't show up. Okay. Tell me how this works. Tell me how this works. And doesn't that fall on you? Now, again, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying the team can't win a championship. But if that's your excuse for getting beat by a young, talented Utah team, led by the guy who should win the Rookie of the Year but isn't going to, in Donovan Mitchell, then doesn't that fall on you? It does in my eye. Jazz were up 19 in the second quarter. How'd that happen? You nodded out? You came all the way back and you were leading in the fourth quarter, but you ran out of gas, which is usually what happens to NBA teams when they have to come all the way back. Now, in the first game, Donovan Mitchell was meh. But this time around, and this is what I talk about all the time with these run-and-gun teams, you got two bigs in Rudy Gobert and Derek Favors. Use them. You know, as much as Clint Capella's arrived, he's not a rim protector. He's a little undersized. He's a little skinny. Feed the big men in the post. Make them work. Get them in foul trouble. All the things we like to talk about. And like I said, when I saw that quote this morning, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. That falls on you. So we didn't have energy and we didn't have focus and you got lulled to sleep. I couldn't believe his choice of words. I'm wondering how that played in the locker room. Because if I'm in the locker room and I'm James Harden and I'm Chris Paul and I'm Clint Capella, I'm saying to myself, well, the coach just gave us an excuse. He just said, okay. That's on me. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't get the statement. I don't get the attitude. Not buying in. And if they buy into it, then even if they get out of this round, you're talking about. I don't think they'd. I think it'd go five games at this point. And I'm not writing New Orleans out of it. I mean, you know what the story is. Series on when you win a game on the opposing court. Well, Utah just did that. So series on. New Orleans hasn't done it yet. And we'll see how it plays out. Now, you know, statistically, you look at it, Harden got his 32. It was on 9 of 22, but he got his 32 because he makes all his free throws. 23 for CP3. Efficient shooting, relatively. Capella was 10 of 15 for 21. So, you know, the big three that they had in scoring, they scored. But the defense was lacking, and evidently so was the energy. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
There you go. You're back with the Attack Black. You 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And talking basketball, talking Houston Rockets specifically, and talking a lot of Mike D'Antoni. As far as the game itself went, you know, like I said, Utah had a big lead, climbing out of the hole, as the Rockets did. And this was no exception. You expend all that energy, especially when you're playing that style. And they didn't have enough to maintain. Now, again, it's one game. I get it. I'm not just saying it's the end of the world, the whole 9 yards. No. But Houston's a good young team. They play defense. They have a rim protector. Joe Ingles was out of his mind last night and had a career night. Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell gets it. He's the guy you want with the ball in his hands. Because when he needs to score, he's a scorer. When he needs to distribute, he had the judgment last night to realize that Ingles was on fire. He was making threes from all over the place. I think he made 7 last night. And, you know, get the ball out. Get the ball in the right places. Now, they tried to give it back, which is usually what happens on a home court. But it didn't happen. And Donovan Mitchell can break down any defense. Now, Harden barely plays defense. And Chris Paul is older. And he barely plays defense anymore either, which, again, is the flaw of the system. But with Houston and with the fact that, with the exception of Capella, anybody can guard anybody on the court, they had their best defenders on Donovan Mitchell and on Joe Ingles, and it didn't matter. And then Mitchell, when they were rotating over, he was able to dump the ball out and get it to the big men, Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert. And although they didn't have dominant offensive nights, they still hit double figures. Gobert had 15. And Favors had 10. And that's all you're looking for. That's all you're looking for. Ingles was efficient. He was 10 of 13. He couldn't miss with his 27. Gobert had 14 boards, and Mitchell had 11 assists. There's your game. And, oh, by the way, Jay Crowder off the bench in his 34 minutes, 10 boards and 15 points. Let's not leave that out. That was key. Amazing how Jay Crowder can get back to playing Jay Crowder kind of basketball in Utah, but he couldn't do it in Cleveland. I wonder why that is. Capella was great. But again, not truly efficient. Paul had 5 personal fouls. Harden had 5 personal fouls. And that tells you a lot about this Rocket team. You go after them aggressively and you make them work on the defensive end and go right at them. And you're going to get good pushback. Real good pushback. And that's what happened last night. Yeah, good game by Utah. Now they take it back to Salt Lake City, and that place is no joy to play in. I got an issue. If they get a split, Houston's okay. If Utah wins both games and they go back 3-2, Houston's probably going to lose the series. I mean, if they go back 3-1, excuse me. Because I don't see on a 1-1-1 where they can win all 3 games. And they'll be panicking Needle City. You know, this is what happens in the NBA. And rightfully so. The Rockets are not an invincible team. And by the way, neither are the Golden State Warriors. They are flawed. They're a great team. They're probably the best team in basketball, but they have their issues too. And as we preview tonight, we'll start talking about it. But, you know, again, you look at these teams and you look about how they go about their business, and some are just better at it than others. And I misspoke. Golden State's tomorrow night. But we do have games that are happening tonight. We got the Cavaliers and the Raptors. You know, enough with the same old Cavalier talk. I mean, same old Raptor talk, excuse me. Yeah, they're struggling. There's a reason why they're struggling. It's called LeBron James. He's the best player in the game, still. But they spit their home court advantage in game one. And basically, they couldn't close it out. Now, you know, I was looking at the stat line. I watched the game, and I'm looking at the stat line. And stat lines can be deceiving. It wasn't really deceiving in this game. They were shooting the ball, they being Toronto, pretty well. They were getting a decent performance out of Lowry. DeMar DeRozan was playing. Valanciunas was out of his mind, particularly on the boards. 21 and 21. But where the stats didn't lie as well was with the turnovers. They had 14, led to 21 Cleveland Cavalier points. And there were key shots that they missed in the fourth quarter. Now, you know, what happened was, and I don't attribute this to the collar tightening, but they missed their last 11 shots in regulation. All they had to do was make one. One. And they win the game. And then as soon as the surge started in overtime with Cleveland running out 8-2, that was it. In the legacy of irrelevant stats, they were the first team to win in overtime, having never led in regulation. Bam, whatever. In the back of the Raptors' mind, which is legit, is they've got a bit of a mojo going on. Their mojo has been stolen by Cleveland. It's seven straight playoff games that the Cavaliers have won. And the oldsters came to life. J.R. Smith was good. Kyle Korver was good. And they supported LeBron. But that doesn't mean Toronto's out of it. Take care of your business tonight. I guarantee you, in the day in between, that there was a whole lot of, let's look at the Indiana film, going on in that Raptor locker room, because Indiana should have and could have won that series, albeit for LeBron just playing on a level that nobody should be playing at his age. And Toronto can do this. You know, again, I have no dog in the hunt. I figured after the series, the last series, that Indiana was actually going to pull it out. They didn't. Big deal. I still think Cleveland's going to lose somewhere along the way. I'm not anti-LeBron, as you guys well know, and I'm not anti-Cleveland. Don't care. But Toronto has primed themselves to get to this point. And I'm hearing all this conversation from the num-nums that do what I do for a living, saying, well, you know, if you're going to get Cleveland, this is going to be the year. Why does this year make it any different than last year? Because the supporting cast is different? Because Kyrie's not there? Well, Kyrie's not in Boston either. Boston doesn't seem to be having any issues. It's still LeBron being the best player in the world, and the people around him having to support him. They've done it better in previous years. Maybe age has something to do with it, but I don't think so. Kevin Love is still a terrific player in my mind. And I like the additions that they made from the Lakers. So, you know, you can play that violin all you want. I'm not listening to it. What I just think is talent-wise, most of the conference has caught up to Cleveland. Talent-wise, that's all. But Cleveland still has the best player in the world. And that's always the tough decision when you're weighing out these playoff series is, do you go with the best player on the court, which could be a win in most cases, or will the collective be able to overcome the individual? And that's the dilemma. That's when you're picking these things out and you're breaking them down, that's the direction you're going in. I still think Toronto can and will win this series. We'll see. I could be wrong, and time, as we're fond of saying, will tell. Well, it's time for a commercial. We're going to tap out right here. When we come back, more on The Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit one of the 275 Greater Los Angeles AutoZone locations near you today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're back with The Attack. Black, you, Robert's on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Just told me the telephone number of The Attack. And talking basketball, talking NBA, talking a little LeBron. And, you know, again, you look at what's going on. and how they're going about doing their business. And right now it's the LeBron show. Doesn't mean they can't be had. And I still think in the long run, Toronto's going to win it, but they got taken. And in the back of the head, which is, you know, where most of the brain matter is, it's got to be a little puzzling to them why they can't get over the hump with this team. The other aspect of it, and I heard people talking about it already last night, and it's not inaccurate. If they can't beat Cleveland in this round, then they're going to have to break the team up. And I don't disagree with that at all. You are looking at a team that, you know, again, they've got a lot of talent. They've got a star in DeMar DeRozan. They have a very good player in Kyle Lowry. They have other core guys that are very good players. But if you can't get out of the second round, and last year they did, they got to the conference finals, but if you can't get back to at least that level, then what are you going to do with this team? What you'll do is decide that there's two or three players, Obi-Wan and DeMar, and maybe one or two other guys, and you'll jettison and everybody else and start all over again. You'll have to. Won't be a choice. Yeah, don't panic yet. All right? Don't panic yet. Not quite dead yet. And ultimately, I don't think they will be. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So you want to chime in also at Bob Black 71. At Sports Byline USA. Yeah. Rest of the NBA. Looking for other news here. Sixers and the Celtics. Now, Sixers got a wake-up call. I'm curious to see how it goes. Philadelphia fans, and I know this is very hard for somebody who's listening to somebody who's coming to you from New York. However, I don't hate Philadelphia. I hate Dallas. So I don't have to turn in my New York card. I'm not a big fan of Boston, the teams, not the city. I love the city. But Philadelphia has so much going against it. You know? It's run by morons. The city's gone from being this gorgeous city into a dump. There's so many homeless people around that, you know, it's scary. But their sports fans have been so hungry for so long. I mean, the Phillies have been irrelevant for a pretty decent amount of time, ever since Ryan Howard tore the Achilles. The Sixers had to go through, quote unquote, the process. And the Eagles were putrid. Well, the Eagles took care of that. And the Sixers are in the process of taking care of that. And it's enjoyable to see how the fans are being loyal and steadfast and having fun and enjoying the evolution of their young basketball team. And put the brakes on. All right? Now, it's all well and good that you're celebrating your team and they're young and you got one of the best young players or two of the best young players in the game. you're still, if you didn't get a wake-up call the other night up in Boston, because my thing watching that game, and this is, you know, every once in a while, coach has control, and every once in a while, coach doesn't have control. Coach didn't have control. Nobody was playing defense. They thought they were going to waltz in and beat Boston on their home court, and Boston's chewed up a little bit. Jaylen Brown's not in the lineup. He's hurt. Marcus Smart's playing with nine fingers. Well, they, if you didn't get woken up, you weren't paying attention. Because they took care of you and took care of you easy. And this is where the additions that Coangelo made in bringing in a sprinkling of veterans, veterans who can play, but veterans nonetheless, in J.J. Redick and in Ilyashova and in Bellinelli. I'm not making a drink. I'm talking about a basketball player. This is where these guys need to step up and have their voices heard in the locker room. And this was always the danger with Philadelphia because of the fact your two best players, one is in his third year, but technically in his second year because he didn't play a year. And the other one is in his rookie year, technically in his second year because he didn't play because of injury. Well, they're the leaders on this basketball team. And Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons need to lead. And it's not about statistics. And this is where when young players are the guys in the locker room who are looked at for not only performance, but also what they're going to say and what they're going to do. Now, Simmons is very quiet, very soft-spoken. Embiid is not. And this is very treacherous waters for Philadelphia. Because if he turns around and starts pointing fingers and says, hey, you know, I'm doing my job. Where are the rest of you? That's not going to play in that locker room, and they will lose this series. And that's where the veteran leadership, the three guys that I mentioned, need to just kind of pull back the reins a little bit and say, look, it's all right. I've been in this position before. You haven't. That's why it's a 7-game series and not a 2-game series. We can still do this. Now they're going to go in there tonight. I don't know if they're going to win or not. They may lose. But I expect a much better effort than what they gave the first time around. Brad Stevens is a great coach. I don't think he's that much better than Brett Brown. But this is a Celtic team that plays hand in glove. That's their philosophy up there. It's how they do things. They have very good players. But when you look at the injuries that they've taken this year, and the fact that Kyrie's on the sidelines, and the fact that Brown's on the sidelines, and the fact that Smart just got back in the lineup, in theory, they should be the underdog in this series, but they're not. And that's because of Brad Stevens. Now, you know, you look at it, talent for talent, it's pretty even. But Rozier's been out of his mind. Jason Tatum ain't playing like a rookie. And Brad Stevens has managed this year to keep enough in the tank on Al Horford that he's now got enough left in the playoffs to give them a pretty decent run. You know, look, Al's 31 years old. Al's been playing out of position his entire career and has taken a pounding. He's in this league 10 years now. Big men usually don't last as efficient 10 years. When they get to that point and they start taking that pounding, that's usually when it starts to fall apart a little bit for them. And you can see he's slowing down a little bit. but he's still getting it done. This might end up being his last year as far as being an elite player, not his last year overall. And he had 26 points and 7 boards in their last game. And that's exactly what they want them to do. You know, Embiid can talk all about the fact that if he's not double-teamed, he's unstoppable. That's fine. Well, while you're running your mouth, Al Horford's running up and down the court. The rooks don't play like rooks. And the other aspect of it, I've beaten this drum till the cows come home too. When Marcus Smart is in the lineup, he can play defense on anybody on the court except Embiid. And even throw him on him once in a while. But everybody else. Rozier is playing like a 50-year point guard. He's playing defense. Brown has not hit the rookie wall. And Smart's playing defense on everybody on the court. And see, what I like about the philosophy of Boston and why, and like I said, you know, I picked them to go out against Milwaukee, and I was wrong. But what I like about what Boston is doing, and especially when Marcus is in the lineup, is he's got the green light. And they're not shy. He's not shy about shooting. And it's literally what it comes down to. He is willing to shoot the ball, even though he is not a good shooter, and put it up at any given moment. And so they'll slough off on him to double team on others, and he'll make them pay occasionally. And that's just enough. That's enough to keep him in the lineup. And everything else that he does, because he does know how to distribute the basketball. He does play elite NBA defense. If there's a better man-on-man defender in the NBA, I'd like to know who it is. There's a couple that are close. The big men, you know, that's fine. I mean, when you're protecting the rim, that's one thing. But Draymond's in that conversation. Jay Crowder's in that conversation. Marcus Smart is in that conversation. And there's very few others in the NBA. And when he's on that court, they're a completely different team. And in a good way. Well, it's a good thing right now to just take a brief pause. So hit the pause button, continue jogging, and I'll be back in about 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than
$500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Truth. Back. Attack. You. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Kimberly Paisley Williams, right after the top of the hour. We'll have some fun with her and talk about her Darrow and Darrow project. And have a little fun with that. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at possibilities, probabilities, whole nine yards. And again, you look at what's going on here with Philly. And again, I beat it to death, but again, the series don't start till you lose a game at home. Okay. So chill. But if they do lose in Boston and they lose in the style that they lost the previous game, there's going to be some questions and there will be a little doubt in the back of the mind. And it will be a bit of a tough sell in the locker room. You know, and I don't want to hear the, well, this was a learning experience and blah, blah, blah. No. You got an opportunity right here, right now. One of the best players in the game is sitting on the sidelines. The Celtics haven't had that come to Jesus moment yet where all the young guys played like young guys. But they will. At some point in the series, maybe not this series, maybe the next one, but they will. And no matter who the team is that's facing them, you got to be prepared to take advantage of that particular moment to put these kids in their first and second year NBA place. The only problem is with the 76ers, you got a couple of players who are keys to your team who are exactly in the same position. So we'll see how it plays out. Let's head to the news. When we come back, Kimberly Paisley Williams here in the attack. Don't go anywhere. This is fun.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000, I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal.
And one of the newest members of President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani, goes on to say that President Trump reimbursed another lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. Cohen has said that he paid Daniels $130,000 to stop her from making claims of a sexual encounter with President Trump in 2006. Some of what Giuliani says, though, seems to contradict what President Trump has said.
So they funneled it through the law firm. Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Yeah.
There's no campaign finance law.
Zero.
Giuliani there with Hannity on Fox News. The president tweets this morning, it was a non-disclosure agreement to stop Daniels from making false and extortionist accusations. This is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Tubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
The confirmed death toll up to 9 in the crash of a military plane in Georgia yesterday. That C-130 Hercules cargo plane was carrying members of the Puerto Rican Air Guard when it went down on a highway near Savannah. California reporting the first death in the nation's E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce from Arizona. Also, a total of 121 people in 25 states have now been sickened. Today, May 3rd, is the National Day of Prayer. Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson of the Eagle Mountain International Church near Fort Worth, Texas, says of the day,
"It's a wonderful day because we are unified in looking to God, praying over our nation probably more than any other day of the year."
President Trump hosting a National Day of Prayer event at the White House, where the guest list includes members of another Texas church where over 24 people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
First publicly accused of sexual misconduct last November by 8 women, more women are coming forward and saying they were sexually harassed by veteran newsman Charlie Rose. The Washington Post says an investigative report it's done turned up an additional 27 women who claim they were sexually harassed by Rose, and of them, 14 worked with him at CBS News, 13 of them worked with him elsewhere. And many spoke to the Post on the condition of anonymity, according to the paper, which says they fear retaliation. New allegations dating back to 1976. Teachers across the state of Arizona are going to continue their walkout for at least one more day. Leaders with Arizona Educators United telling teachers yesterday afternoon to stay out of school again and to meet at the state capitol today as they're waiting for the legislature to pass a budget and for Governor Doug Ducey to sign it. The plan needs to pass both the House and Senate before it would head to Governor Ducey's desk. An update on the health of a former president, George H.W. Bush, now expected to stay in a hospital a little bit longer. A spokesperson tweeting yesterday that the former president is regaining his strength and doctors in Houston are pleased with his progress as he's been getting treatment for a blood infection. He was hospitalized a day after the burial of his wife and former first lady, Barbara Bush. Reminding you again, we're online at usaradio.com, and I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
That's me. You're back with The Attack, Black. You. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. Phone number is 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And if Twitter is more your thing. For many of you, it is. You're heading out the door. You're getting to work. You got a whole bunch going on. That's just how it is. So we only get you for a brief period of time. That's also how it is. It's so cool down here where I live. And it's not a fancy place. You know, I got a nice old two-bedroom apartment. I use one room as a studio, but it's on the water, which is pretty nice. And I'm up above ground. I'm on the second floor. So I don't have to worry about getting blown out, which is also nice. But I watch everybody go by every day. And everybody's plugged in. And there's a lot of construction going on down here post-Sandy. Houses are still being put up and worked on and all that kind of good stuff. And got people who have been in the neighborhood 40 years, 50 years, and they take their strolls and their walks down to the beach. We got the young kids that have moved in, willing to live down by the water and take a risk. And they're in there with their kids and all that kind of fun. I got great neighbors who have two young children. And they got one thing in common. They're all plugged in to something. And whatever the device is, whether it's an Android, whether it's an iWatch, an iPoppy, an iTablet, an I, you can get us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, keeping with the I theme. /talk, listen live, we're right there for you. For us, American Forces Radio Network, you know the drill. We love these kids. See somebody in a uni? On the street, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, buy them lunch, whatever you need to do, be on your way. They're running towards it. We run away from it. Kimberly Paisley Williams, right after this brief timeout, please don't go anywhere.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Save big on floors for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale. Get 15% off pre-finished hardwood and bamboo, engineered for every level of your home. All water-resistant Dream Home X2O laminate is on sale up to 33% off. And choose from the best selection of waterproof floors up to 34% off. More from 59 cents plus special financing and professional installation. Get flooring deals for every room at Lumber Liquidators Everywhere Flooring Sale today.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Kimberly Williams Paisley joining us now on the Attack. And it's very nice to have you on board, Kimberly. Thanks for taking the time.
Hi, Bob. Thank you.
I appreciate it. So I have to ask you a question right out of the box. Was country music always a favorite of yours, or was this an acquired taste once you got involved with a certain somebody?
Well, I'm from New York, and I think when I was growing up, we didn't have a country station. I knew about Dolly Parton, and I love Dolly, and maybe Kenny Rogers. But other than that, it was not something I ever grew up with. I'm relatively new to country. Now, of course, Brad and I have been married for 15 years, so now it's a big part of our world.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, yeah, I was looking on Wiki, and I saw Rye, New York, and I said, well, I got to ask this question. But
yeah.
Darren Darrow, it very cool series. I'm one of those people, I will admit, I'm secure in my masculinity. I watched the Hallmark Movie Channel.
Wow, and, fantastic.
particularly during the holidays, because I find the sappy stuff touching, and I really enjoy it. So tell us a little bit about Darren Darrow for people who aren't aware.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad to hear that you do that. We do, too. It just makes us feel better about the world, you know. Darrow and Darrow is on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which is an offshoot of the Hallmark Channel. And this is the second in our series, and it's a family legal show, like a light legal drama, written by Fief Sutton, who's a terrific writer who wrote on Boston Legal. Did you ever see that show?
Sure did.
Great David Kelly show. So anyway, it's got that kind of feel, snappy and kind of fun, but there's a mystery, and then there's the budding romance between my character and Tom Cavanaugh's character. Tom's a wonderful actor, very fun and funny and improvisational. And then Wendy Malick plays my mother, and we butt heads a lot because she has just a different philosophy about law. She's also a lawyer, but she's in it for the money, and she's unapologetic about that. And my character, Claire, is more based on Clarence Darrow. She fights for the little guy. She fights for the innocent. She believes they're innocent. Nobody else does. She's the one defending them. And so in this one, there's a murder trial, and Miles, Tom Cavanaugh's character, his sister is on trial for murder. So we partner up, and we try to get her off because she's innocent, of course.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I always love ensemble strong casts, and Wendy Malick is one of those people that I will watch anything that she's in.
Yeah.
Your resume, of course, is speaks for itself, and as you mentioned about Tom Cavanaugh, he's a terrific actor. It's got to be nice to have actors that you're doing significant amount of screen time with to bounce off of that you know are going to be secure in their own talents and will give as good as they get.
Absolutely, and that's why I love being able to do this series again. We're developing the third one right now. We just got a green light to shoot that one, and it's just so much fun to come back with these people you know, and you know the story. Now you get to delve deeper, and we all feel very comfortable with each other. And yeah, we get to play, and that's really one of the great joys of doing what I do is when that combination comes together.
Well, you talked about Tom's improvisational abilities. Is there a lot of that going on this set, or are you pretty much sticking to the script?
No, there is. I mean, we're sticking to the script, but Tom's able to weave in these fantastic moments, you know, that just small little things that make it feel even more like real life. You know, we'll talk over each other sometimes. He'll spill coffee on his tie in the middle of a take and just work with it. There was this moment where he bumped into me in this Darrow too, and just he just bumps into me, doesn't say anything about it. I kind of fly across the hall, and then he just grabs me back, keep going, and we never even mention it, you know. And I just love those little moments with him. He's always looking for that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a little bit of an acting background. I did it for, you know, quite a while. And one of the things I always enjoyed about it is if you were working with somebody who could just deal with things on the fly. And it's tough. I mean, a lot of people are tied into it's got to be the script. It's got to be word for word. And I get that. You have to have a respect for the author. And some people are just not wired to deal with things on the fly. But if you get and work with people who are, I usually find it has that spark of spontaneity because in real life people do talk over one another.
Exactly.
You know, they do spill their coffee. And it's that's difficult to write into a script, but if you can adapt to it when it does happen, it makes, I think, for better creativity.
Yeah, and I think you'll see even more of that in the second one. We're just I think we felt more free to play with moments like that too. So that's something I'm proud of with it, because sometimes it can feel too stiff if you don't have any of that.
Yeah, sure. Now, do you find this as a character that's challenging to you, or did you fit into it pretty comfortably?
In some ways, I fit into it. I love the family dynamic, and I'm a mom. Lila Fitzgerald plays my daughter. She's wonderful. So I love that role. I totally get into that, and I relate to that. Then the lawyer part is the challenge, and I love that challenge. And I'm thankful for Phoebe for writing beautiful dialogue and closing arguments for me, so I don't actually have to come up with it myself, because he makes me sound very smart. But, you know, for both of these that we've done so far, I've had to memorize pages and pages of legal wording. And that's challenging, but also great, because he makes me look terrific at it.
Kimberly Williams-Paisley here in The Attack. And let's talk about the show a little bit and about the 90 seconds I have left with you. Time and date, of course. And
yes,
you said it's probably going to be ongoing.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope it'll be sort of a wheel, so we'll do a few of them a year. That would be my hope. Tom and Wendy and I are all doing different things, so, you know, it's a matter of getting us all together. But it's on Sunday, May 6th on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and it's 7-6 Central.
What about your social media where people can reach out?
Yes.
Social media where people can reach out to you.
Oh, where on social media?
At
Kimberly Williams Paisley on Instagram and Kim Williams Paisley on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much for the couple minutes. I like to keep you on track, otherwise Art yells at me, and I hate that. So continued success, and we'd love to have you back on for any project you'd like to talk about.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Kimberly Williams Paisley, check it out, Darrow. Good stuff. Talented person. And she's working with two really good actors as well. Like I said, it's always good when that little triangle, that triumvirate of people that you have and you're doing all these main scenes and everything else are right there for you and within reach. That's a pretty cool thing all in all. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And for the rest of the hour, we'll be bouncing around a little bit. You know, talk about some football. We're going to talk about a very strange story, and I think there's going to be more coming out on this. And also, we're going to revisit the resignation up in Buffalo, because evidently there was some hooky-doo going on up there. And we're also going to talk about the fifth-year options that are not and are being picked up on some pretty significant players around the National Football League. And we'll get into that a little bit as we go forward into the next segment and for the remainder of the show. However, this Redskins story is just bizarre. And I'm going to start here and go on from there. Evidently, back in 2013, they were having a photo shoot. And while spectators invited by the team looked on, they had to go topless. Now, this happened on a week-long trip to Costa Rica. Cheerleaders don't get paid, but they do get the vacation picked up and all that kind of good stuff. And this is part of the things of what the various different cheerleader outfits that want to talk to Goodell. Now, evidently, what happened behind closed doors was between the girl and these quote-unquote fans that were brought in. But evidently, they were doing lap dances and dropping tops and all kinds of bizarro things that, I mean, I don't understand how the league, the team could remotely be involved with this. Now, there's not a detail on the story. I mean, at least not a ton. But on the other side, we're going to examine it a little bit closer because it is just one of the more bizarre stories I've seen in a while. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the attack. Black, you, Robert. 1-800-878-PLAY. I find myself stunned sometimes by the tone deafness of a lot of people that do the world of sports for a career. Sometimes I just don't get it. Back in 2013, the Redskin cheerleaders and almost all cheerleading outfits for all teams do calendar shoots and photo shoots and various different things where the calendars are sold online or in the team store at the stadium or whatever the circumstances are. And you know, if you're a teenage kid or an adult, young adult male and everything, they can be a little titillating. And a lot of times they're done in a suggestive manner. No less suggestive, by the way, than the SI swimsuit issues. So, you know, let's not be hypocrites here. But a lot of times there's when they do these calendar shoots, they won't show breast and nipple, but they will show that the girls are topless in some kind of a suggestive pose or with sand on their boobies or whatever the circumstances are and sell the thing. And the Washington Redskin cheerleaders, who were not compensated, by the way, for this trip to Costa Rica, went down there. There were 14 of them. And after a 14-hour day of photo shoots and dance practices, they were basically told by the squad's director that nine cheerleaders that went down, they needed to appear that night and accompany the sponsors to an event at a local nightclub. And they were told basically to dress suggestively and be arm candy and do lap dances and various different things. This was an adult-only resort. And there was allegedly nothing going on as far as sexual favors being exchanged. But the inference is that the team wouldn't mind it had there been. And the spectators were evidently there at the photo shoot. And considering that some of the cheerleaders were in body paint and others were, you know, in partial nudity and whatever. And again, there was no nudity in the calendar. But they were standing there ogling these women during the photo shoot, and the women didn't get a heads up. And it evidently was uncomfortable. A couple of the women described it as being pimped out. They were all male sponsors and people that held suites in FedEx Stadium. Now, you know, when they get hired, it's a confidentiality agreement, the whole nine yards. It's granted, it was 2013, it was pre-Me Too and all the other stuff, but it doesn't excuse the behavior or just the mindset. Now, I that's what I don't get. Now, they said they weren't putting a gun to their head, but it was mandatory that they went. Now, Stephanie Jojokian, who's the director and choreographer of the cheerleaders, she flat out denies that the nightclub visit was mandatory. She said, "I'm the mama bear, and I really look out for everybody, not just the cheerleaders. We're a big family. We support each other, blah, 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 blah." Well, if somebody was there with a camera phone, they may prove it to be a lie. And again, this takes it back to the Miami Dolphin cheerleader who filed a gender discrimination lawsuit. The New Orleans cheerleader who got fired because she posted an Instagram picture that she was alleged to have been at a party where same players were present. They couldn't do it. Kristen Ware and Bailey Davis have filed suit against the NFL, and they said they'll settle for a dollar if Roger will take a meeting. Roger, take the meeting. You tone-deaf, dumb. Ugh. And I don't put this on Roger. But there's two girls who are willing to not throw the NFL under the bus. They will settle their claims for a dollar if you will just have a meeting with them to study the practices of cheerleading. I mean, I get it. There's more to the NFL than just caring about whether or not a couple of cheerleaders feel uncomfortable. They dress in the skimpy costumes. They know what they're getting into to a certain point. But not topless trips to Costa Rica. And if it's something that needs to be addressed, then damn it, do it. Oh, man. I just don't get this. I don't get it. How you can be so perpetually tone deaf in this day and age. And I'm not dumping this on Roger. But this is something right here, right now, that they can deal with easily. Do it. It's just incredible to me how all of these things gain traction over and over and over again because of the inactivity of the commissioner's office of the National Football League. The New York freaking Times broke this story. Get out in front of it. Whew. Man. I mean, could you be any more dumb? Now, something I meant to address that I didn't have a chance to get to the other day was, we got breaking news. Jason Witten officially retired. Not unexpected. So that's the direction we go in. Sorry, Tom. I was going to talk about Tom Brady's comments to whether or not he felt he was being treated fairly by New England, because the cracks are in the foundation there, but we'll get to that another time. Jason Witten's hanging it up. So breaking news on ESPN and momentarily later on the NFL Network, NFL.com. Jason Witten's hanging it up. He's going to join the Monday Night Football crew. Smart. Smart. Guy's been forever. He's 36 years old, 35 years old. He'd be 36 when the season starts. Don't blame him a bit. He's got a bunch of NFL records, bunch of Dallas records. He's an 11-time Pro Bowler. 1,152 catches for 12,448 yards and 68 touchdowns. Fourth all-time in receptions overall behind Jerry Rice, Tony Gonzalez, and Larry Fitzgerald. 11-time Pro Bowler. Most receptions in a single season, 110 back in 2012. Most catches in a game, 18 in 2012 as well. Good blocker. Third-round pick in 2003 out of Tennessee. One of the great picks in the history of the National Football League as far as value went. Tony Romo's security blanket for years. Years. Romo to Witten on third down, please. the Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles are still having nightmares about that. They like Rico Gathers, but he ain't no Jason Witten. We'll see. You know, but out after 11 years, going to the booth. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You know, but what this does signal, and here's the truism, is that the Dallas Cowboys right now are in transition completely. And you think about what's happened over the last 2 years, now going into 3 years. You know, you had your star quarterback walked away. And fortunately for you, Dak Prescott, when he had the opportunity via injury, was up to the task. Whether or not he turns into an elite quarterback, I think, is still way up in the air and very debatable. I don't see it personally. I think he can be a very good starter, but not necessarily elite. That's my own opinion. You cut Dez, and now Jason Witten goes to the broadcast booth. Jerry's trying to keep this team relevant and competitive on the fly with three of their key pieces walking away in the last 3 years, or just going away in the last 3 years. That's not an easy task. And if this organization is up to it, and they stay competitive and they still win football games, I'm going to be very impressed. And even as a Giant fan who hates the Dallas Cowboys, I will give them their due. And we're due for a break right here, so let's take it. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit one of the 275 Greater Los Angeles AutoZone locations near you today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack, and tis a beautiful thing. It like I said before we went to the break, Dallas is having issues. And I don't mean it like the world is ending and it's collapsing and all this kind of stuff, because that's not really the case. But I will say this. This team is in transition. And you're in a situation now where three of your key guys on the offensive side of the ball have gone. You've lost some people on defense due to free agency and transition. Sean Lee's getting old. And he's always banged up. And you've got the defending Super Bowl champion. You've got a Washington Redskins team that thinks they're right on the right track, but we'll see. And they're going to get stable leadership, if nothing else, from Alex Smith. And you got a Giant team that thinks they're gearing up for another Super Bowl run because of the selection of Saquon Barkley and additions they've made on the offensive line and a coaching change. We'll see. I mean, it's a lot in the mixing bowl for them, too. But Jerry is trying desperately to make this work on the fly. Now, you talk about pressure. I mean, Rico Gathers, and, you know, the kid physically is a marvel. It's, you know, but he's going into his second year. And he's got no stats. He was hurt. So we will see. They're gonna throw a lot at it. You know, you could end up seeing, particularly since San Diego didn't pick up the option on Antonio Gates, I could certainly see a phone call going out to him to see what he has left in the tank to try to help out Dak. I don't think there's much there, but, you know, again, he still wants to play. And maybe he would be a better option at this point in time. I mean, Rico's got the stats. He's 6'6", 265. He can catch, he can block, and he's a willing blocker. But, you know, Jason Witten's getting a gold jacket. So, we'll see. But he's stepping off the stage, and they're rebuilding. So, now, for all the free agents who were drafted in 2015, all the kids who were drafted, I'm sorry, not free agents. This is the year. This is the year. Does the option get picked up? In most cases, it will be, and justifiably so. Because with the new scale, there's nothing wrong with dealing with the salary for an additional year and finding out whether or not he's your guy going forward. You know, and that's a fair assessment. But you also have to find out in certain instances whether or not it's time to fish or cut bait. No. And that's fair, too. So, we shall see. Now, of the people who were picked up, there were certain people that, you know, and they're running through the 30 picks, 32 picks. Jameis Winston obviously got picked up. And whether or not the long term comes down the line, and see, everybody's assuming that they're going to negotiate these long terms. I personally feel this is a key year for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has not impressed me as a starter. He has the physical skills. He's enthusiastic on the sideline. He's always yelling and screaming. That doesn't make you a leader. The same with Marcus Mariota. Titans picked him up. I get it. He had more interceptions than touchdowns last year. And they got a brand new offensive coordinator and a brand new coach. That decision's going to get made on either an extension or a franchise tag, or cut them loose, which, don't kid yourself, might happen. They say, no, 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 he's our guy going into the future, but don't be so sure. These top two 2015 quarterbacks, and I've talked at this, about this extensively, have not shown me that they're capable of taking a franchise to the Super Bowl. The number three pick, Dante Fowler Jr., who's playing for the Jags, his didn't get picked up. Tore an ACL during his rookie minicamp, has never been the same physically since. Look, he'll play in the league. It ain't going to be with Jacksonville. That's why they drafted on the defensive line. His fifth-year option carries $14.2 million. Now, does he stay with the team later? Yeah, but they're going to have to renegotiate after this year, and they didn't pick up the option. There was debate as to whether or not Amari Cooper was going to get his picked up, and they kept him around, and this is a no-brainer. He had the drops last year. Before that, it looked like he was blossoming into a complete Pro Bowl stud. They're not giving up on him, and they put other pieces around him. He's got 13.9 million reasons next year to have a real good year this year. Brandon Scherff got picked up by the Skins, as well he should. It's amazing how guards went from no value to now they're, you know, oh, he's a road grader. Brandon Scherff was, you could tell coming out of college, he was going to be elite. And he's a very good player. That's why Quentin Nelson got drafted so high this year. Jets picked up Leonard Williams. Boy, I'll tell you something. You think about that. And he fell to them at number six. But you think that line once included Sheldon Richardson and Muhammad Wilkerson. He's the only one left. And he's a beast in the middle. They picked him up somewhere down the line. They're going to have to negotiate with him as they're still putting this team together. But certainly the real deal. Kevin White with the Chicago Bears. Again, that's one that just, you know, he's played in five games over 3 years. They can't do it. And once they cut him loose, he'll go someplace else and probably turn into a star. But you feel for guys like that because, and granted, you know, they made a lot of money in the first 3 years, but nothing like they're gonna first 4 years, but nothing like they're gonna make in the fifth year. He would have been 13-9. And he's gonna have to go out and earn a living. Falcons picked up Vic Beasley. The guy had 15 and a half sacks in 2016, but the focus of the offenses went to making sure he wasn't able to do that again. He only had 5 sacks last year, but he's well worth the money. And he's going to get 14.2 in his fifth-year option. The Giants. Eric Flowers. He's got a brand new agent. But they're not picking up the option. It would have been 12-5 to pick it up. And we'll find out. He's still working out in Miami. I mean, the initial voluntary minicamp is over. And that's all well and good. But they didn't pick up the option. Maybe they still tried to trade him. Maybe with the new representation, they get his head out of his chute. Kid's got all the skill in the world. And I was so impressed with him that rookie year, when he literally fought through injury, played on one ankle the whole year. But Todd Gurley picked up, no brainer. They're going to be playing the Le'Veon Bell game not too long from now. Trey Wayans, same deal. You know, Minnesota never has enough defensive backs. But by doing this, they get him at $9 million for the next 2 years. They drafted Mike Hughes. So maybe they let him walk in 2020 or they try to bring him back under the free agency. Number 12, Danny Shelton, no longer with Cleveland, went to New England. New England said, yeah, we don't know enough about you. Gone. Andres Pete, who's played out very well with the New Orleans Saints, picked up him. Devontae Parker, they picked up him. That's why they got rid of Jarvis Landry. Melvin Gordon picked up. He's turned into a pretty decent pass catcher as well, and 18 rushing touchdowns. Yeah, no brainer. Kevin Johnson, health issues. You know, he missed 14 games since his rookie year. But they're picking him up because of the cover skills, and the cover skills are legit. I mean, this guy can just flat out bring it. Marcus Peters obviously picked up. He's playing in Los Angeles. He's troubled, but he's talented. And they get 2 more years to find out whether or not he's a perpetual head case or Wade Phillips can get him to play the kind of ball he's capable of playing. If they can, they got a home run. Chiefs got Cameron Irving from Cleveland. Not exercised. Couldn't crack the starting lineup. He's barely on the roster. Again, we were talking about it at the beginning of the show. You know, I mean, it's when you look at first-round draft picks, it's about 50-50. Some of these guys just flat out don't make it. He's one of them. Nelson Agholor got picked up. He was looking like a bust, and he figured it out. Cedric Oboue with the offensive tackle with the Cincinnati Bengals. Nope. It's a reason why they moved on from their higher-priced guys. You know, you're talking an offensive tackle here. And unless he ups his game going forward, that's going to be it. So we'll see. Sneak one more in before we move on. Bud Dupree with the Steelers. Had to do it. I mean, Dupree has not been great, but with Shazier's injury, they had to do it. And they're just hoping that he blossoms. Otherwise, it's 2 years of wasted money. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack. Black, you thought it was 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's totally telephone number of the Attack. And running through 50-year options. And Shane Ray with Denver, they didn't exercise it. Bradley Chubb's in there, and Ray's going to be out the door. He may not even make the season. 13 sacks in 3 years. He's got something to prove, and maybe he gets this year to prove it. We'll see. DJ Humphries, the offensive tackle for Arizona. It's been slow, but he's gotten there. I mean, considering the injuries and, you know, most everything else. They want him to lock down the left tackle spot, and whether or not he's able to do it remains to be seen. Shaq Thompson got picked up by Carolina, and rightfully so. Kid's a stud. And today's NFL, he's young, he's fast, big enough, he's a tweener, you know. Breshad Perriman, yet another wide receiver from Aussie. That didn't work out. Look, Ozzie does a lot of really good things. Drafting wide receivers ain't one of them. Byron Jones, the DB, gets picked up by the Cowboys. They've bounced him back around. You know, settling in on a particular position with him will make it work. Lakin Thompson, who went to Detroit and then ended up in San Francisco, you know, fifth-round pick. They didn't pick up his option. Philip Dorsett, not exercised. Another guy acquired by the Pats. Nope. Demarius Randall got picked up by Cleveland after the DeShone Kizer trade. Malcolm Brown, not exercised. And that one I'm kind of wondering about. I thought he was pretty solid. And Stephon Anthony, the linebacker for New Orleans, who got traded to Miami. Nope. Thanks to Kimberly Williams-Paisley for coming on board. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to you for listening. To Senor Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.